Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with butt stuff and massages. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Comedian Mickey Joseph has joined us in the studio.
There's a porno actor in California now who's taken the name Ricky Ricardo.
No, there isn't.
Oh, yeah, which kind of changes it, you know. Oh, yes, I'm Cuban Pete. I've got 10 pounds of hanging meat. And every time I go, jig, jiggy, boom, jig, jiggy, boom, jig, jiggy, boom. Oh, yes, I'm Cuban Pete. Mine goes halfway across the street. And every time I go, jig, jiggy, boom, jig, jiggy, boom, jig, jiggy, boom. Hey, senorita, would you like a big burrito? It's very nice. So full of spice. Hey, why don't we go down to my place in San Francisco? I'm hard as metal. Just ask Fred and Ethel.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We were just talking about this a few minutes ago.
What?
The fact that we're going to be talking with the lovely Allie Breen, and it's our segment of the show. We try to help people with their love problems. And, there's Allie. Hi, Allie. I just saw you on the big screen there.
Hi, Allie.
And, yes. Of course, this is sort of like the Where's Waldo of radio. The question always is, where's Allie?
Well, she's somewhere warm, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Somewhere warm.
Where are you?
Florida.
Oh, Florida?
Florida. Vero Beach, yeah.
Oh, nice, nice. Everywhere else in the country, it's pretty chilly, Allie.
Yeah. I know. I saw there's like 8 storms converging. I picked a good time.
Yeah, you did.
Well, let's review who's here. Ace Cosby is our engineer, of course, and the proprietor of the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Perhaps we should entertain Allie with one of your jokes in just a second, Ace, if you'd like to grab one out of your joke quiver.
No, she's got a segment to do.
Okay, good. I should apologize in advance, Allie. Josh has been in a mood
all day.
You do this with every... Hi, welcome to doing your segment. But first, here's Rodney Carrington. I don't know why.
Yeah. And as you can see, there's Chick.
To have a segment, let him do their segment.
Blonde number two, Christy Lee.
Hi, Allie.
Brunette number one, Hi, Jessica Alsman. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, Allie.
And let's see, there's a Mr. Pat Godwin.
I got a real hen party going
on. I wasn't aware.
Look at the view.
I know. I wasn't aware, Allie, you were such an equestrian.
Yes. I mean, I'm starting to try to jump. I've always ridden and I've done hunts, but
are you familiar with marginal actor Christopher Reeve?
Yes.
Well,
that was
just ask.
Yeah, that's not a fun one to think about.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Horses are evil this and is, of the
no,
devil.
No, they're not.
This is Tom. That's Willie G.
The best.
No, horses are the best. My little girl, one of my little girls right now is doing what they call equine therapy.
TikTok, yes. TikTok.
It's great.
Yep.
Love our horse. Love those horse people.
Yes or no, Christy? Did I punch you? Answer this question, Christy. Did I punch you in the face or did a horse punch you in the face?
A horse hit me with a snout in the face, correct.
There you go.
It was an accident.
I've had that too.
See?
He was just going in for a kiss.
I was. And
that's yep, if you try to cuddle with it, you get knocked out.
Sometimes they don't like it. I found out.
Okay, now let's move from horses to Allie. What we were saying was we get a lot of letters here, emails, bobandtom@bobandtom.com. Often about nice things.
Love lives.
Yeah, love letters. Oh. They'll say, hey, I love those Raycon earbuds.
Sure.
I love those Super Beats you guys talk about. Yeah. I love those Built Bars.
Yes.
We were just saying we've never gotten a letter from someone saying, I love Allie Breen's segment, and you guys have saved my life with your great advice.
We do get that they love Allie Breen's segment, right, but we don't get that we saved their relationship.
We don't get the thanks for the advice.
We don't get the I took Josh's advice and I killed him.
Exactly.
Or wait a minute, that was my advice.
We don't get the thanks for burning my house down, Jess Osmond.
Ace? Allie, it looks like your bed sheet is moving.
Is your bed sheet moving?
My bed sheet's not moving. There may be someone sleeping in the bed beside me. I tried to get all the way in the corner.
I'm flying the ointment, Ace Cosby. How are you?
Josh wants to meet him.
Ace always calls me out.
Good
Ace
job, buddy.
Saw my dirty
you got
apartment.
A dusty apartment, and then there's a man in her bed.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Good for you, Allie.
Ace has the eye. Did Ace used to be CIA? What's going on?
CIA.
I can't talk about that.
He's just a nosy blowhard. That's all.
So we'll ignore that.
Because of Ace, I literally moved. My suitcase is a mess. I moved it from that side of the room to this side of the room.
He thinks he's helping.
Ace is a detail man.
You should see him do a highlights magazine. He kills
them. Allie, when I used to call in, one time I had some olive oil behind me, and my dad goes, is that a bong or something? Oh, look at that.
Well, wasn't it a bong?
Did you guys see?
He just used a bong. Yeah.
So,
there was some reporter who did an interview, and on her shelf behind her, she had like a sex toy.
Oh, yeah, we did
prominently
that story.
Right in the middle. Did you see that one? Yeah, that one looked embarrassing.
Yeah, I think wasn't there a news story about they were having some of these famous people who were being interviewed would have an art director come in and fix up the whole stage and put fake books.
Oh, come on.
Books they haven't read.
Grapes of Wrath.
Trying to look intelligent.
Duh. He's got that kind of time.
Yeah, let's get to it, Allie. Let's get a first letter, see if we can actually help someone.
Dear Allie, I'm newly divorced and online dating. It's been years, and now every guy I encounter tries to do butt stuff. Should I write in my online dating bio that for me that is exit only?
Well,
that would be an interesting dating bio.
Yeah, it would. I mean, it would probably eliminate some dates. We wouldn't have to worry about it.
Seems awfully presumptuous that you have to.
It sure does.
Get right to that.
Boy.
Yeah.
What is it about her?
Exactly.
Maybe she's a very nice
talk. Take it as a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah. She brings it out of them.
My name is pronounced Annal. it's a nickname.
Short for Annalise.
I think
your problem, Mrs. Buttcherry, is
it's Annal Buttree. Oh, God.
I don't know if it needs to be on the profile. You can just stop them or, you know.
As it happens.
Yeah.
To me, it reminds me sometimes. I remember one time I saw a no smoking sign in a kid's classroom. Mm-hmm. And I go, well, do you really need that there? And then I learned that signs are there for a reason.
Who was smoking in the kid's classroom?
No, but I don't know the reason, but I'm saying that people put up signs in places for it. So someone had done it.
Right.
Well, that's the source of every law.
Right. Right.
But sometimes when you see the sign, it makes you think of doing the thing. You're like, I wasn't even thinking of doing that, but now I'm going to go for some butt.
Yeah, so she puts no butt stuff on her profile. There's some guy, we'll see about that.
That is a challenge.
Here we go.
Really unusual.
Well.
That is interesting.
In fact, the fact that she's writing us is making me a little bit concerned. Okay.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Let's move on to our next letter. What do we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend and I like to have loud sex, and our neighbors have complained about it to us, but what we do in our space is our business.
Oh, okay.
Well, they just filed a grievance with our condo board, but it's not like we're doing it at weird hours or in the middle of the night. If my boyfriend wants to slam me up against the wall and do what he wants, it's our choice. Jeez. I think that they're just jealous that we're having better sex than they are, and we are in our 80s.
Whoa.
What? Yeah.
This is signed. We're telling everybody about it.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Wow.
In their 80s.
Wait a minute.
I don't care if you're skeptical or not.
Our 80s?
Yeah, in their 80s.
And they're slamming each other in the wall.
Right. They break a hip.
I'm calling fake letter, but
this is not.
I can't tell. Yeah, 80s is a little much. If it was 70s, but
I mean, you're in a condo. You pay for it. You own the house.
It's either a fake letter or the coolest listener we have.
Right. Wow. Good for them.
But this is the same person that wrote the previous letter. What was her name again? Acidy?
No.
Oh, no, Cassidy.
Acidy.
You know, they Cassidy. Do say.
He says acid. And look at him laughing. Yeah, he thinks that's the funniest really? Thing.
I'm very skeptical of this one.
Let me just say, though, if you read statistics, a lot of the STDs are spread in nursing homes. Right. There's crazy.
Was that brought up in the documentary, Chick?
I'm not saying. Watch the documentary.
What documentary?
Who cares? It's something. When Chick watches something, we hear about it for 3 weeks.
Every day.
Some kind of heaven, Allie. It's
every day, Chick walks in with some.
It's like he's an investor. Put up $100 for this movie. And
every day, it's some new network none of us have ever heard of with some obscure show.
Wonderful Acorn.
This is the best thing on TV in South Africa.
That's you've seen right. That? You can't believe it.
It's a documentary about the villages in Florida. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Even if this is real, this letter is real. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. You're too loud.
I have a question.
You know, what are we going to,
if you can't do construction, yeah, I guess you can't scream and yell.
Put a sock in her mouth or something.
Oh, there we go.
Well,
in their 80s, that might not be it.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're going to kill her.
Is there such a thing as an acidity belt?
That's a fair question.
We'd be like
I guess you could just wear your chastity belt backwards.
Yeah. You just want to say acidity, acidity, acidity.
Just turn that beat around.
Yes.
Turn the meat around. Oh, wait a minute.
I think it's because Tom recently watched the porno Butch Acidy in the Sunday.
Yeah. And we're going to hear about it for a week.
Yes, sir. The subtitled All Chaps Are Assless.
I think we have a new idea for Bob and Tom merch.
Acidy belt.
Okay. I happen to have the song right here.
With Tom's face on it.
Here it comes.
He is really into intro. This, believe it or not. Look at him. His head.
You wouldn't listen to this song when it was a hit. I guarantee it.
Nice violin. There. Yeah. Come on, turn the meat around. Back to you, Allie.
Oh, that was.
I'll say it, Josh. Silly.
It was silly.
Dear Allie, my friend at work always gives me inappropriate massages. Oh. We're both married and we're at work. What? We work in a restaurant, but it feels so good I don't want them to stop.
Yeah,
when he's tried to go further.
What?
He's tried to go further.
I say no, but I'm always game for the massage.
Life's short.
Wait a second. Read the first line again.
My friend at work always gives me inappropriate massages.
He didn't watch the video.
You're right. That's not good.
No such thing.
Yeah. He didn't get they must
not
have
No such thing as an inappropriate massage.
Excuse me, Josh, you're wrong.
I don't know about that.
There's no such thing as an inappropriate massage.
That's right.
Okay.
Anyone's willing to give you a massage, you sit there and take it.
And you'll like it.
I'm sorry, Acidy. I seem to have lost my pants. Thanks for the massage.
Anyway, so this is it. I'm sorry. Who's writing this? A male or a female?
It's a female.
And she's saying, this dude,
if he tries to go further, they're both married, but when he tries to go further, like if he tries to make it into a move, she makes him stop, but she always wants the massage. Oh. Is that okay?
Oh my God. She's leading him on. She he thinks that she's going to put out eventually. That's, you know.
Yeah. And if she keeps going for the massage, he keeps thinking he has another chance that she's just playing hard to get.
I like how Alzi, the only thing when we do this segment that she hates more than the men is other women. She likes it. She likes getting
the massage. She's an 80-year-old woman. Bragging. Oh, she was a bragger. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, it's inappropriate. You should just put an end to it, I guess.
No, she likes
even if
massage.
She likes the massage part.
Go to massage envy.
Go pay for it. Yeah.
Boy, can you hurry up? I've got to get this tuna melt to table six. Oh, that's a cheeseburger.
What say? What was that?
You know what?
That's a long way to go for that kind of joke.
She stopped him as he was taking food to the dining room.
Right.
Hey, how about a massage?
Why, of course. Aroma, you
see. Why, of course, Cassidy. Well, luckily for you, they're serving tuna tonight.
Cassidy.
So we can't.
Oh, boy. We have to do Butch Cassidy.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. We have time for at least one more, Allie. By the way, I should mention, Allie Breen can be reached. Allie Breen on virtually all social media platforms. Send us your love letters and your problems. It's Allibreen, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Go ahead, Allie.
Perfect. Dear Allie, I'm a feminist, but I like my boyfriend to say demeaning things to me in the bedroom.
Yes.
Like very vile. If people found out, would I be castigated for it? Should I stop it even though I like it?
All right. Well, here's what you do, you filthy skank.
I love that.
That's it. You've nailed it. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with this.
Nobody needs to know.
Yeah, exactly. You can be into that and still be a feminist.
Right. That's the whole thing of being a feminist. Exactly what you want.
We wouldn't have known it. You know, you take the words back.
Nailed it.
And what guy didn't want to find out just exactly what, for example, Gloria Steinem would be like up there? Huh?
Oh, that's what you think.
Yeah, on the ninth floor. You're in the hotel after the lecture. She was great. I'm sure she was fantastic.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Gloria Steinem.
I'm sure she wanted to be thought about in just that way, too.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying. No,
you saw her work in the Playboy Club.
No, I know.
Yeah.
No, you're fine, ma'am.
She was gorgeous.
You're totally fine. You're not doing anything wrong. You're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, nobody's going to know unless she tells people.
Right.
Like she just did.
Absolutely.
Well, we didn't tell everybody that her name was Nancy Johnson.
Okay. Right.
I guess the thing is, if he broke up with her and he was like, she says she's a feminist, but she liked hearing all this in the bedroom, then I guess people could take it.
Tell me the ERA is a scam by the communists.
And also, Allie, I think there's a certain like HIPAA code that you sort of accept when talking about what your ex is like in bed. I don't think you should share too much of that stuff with other people.
Right.
100%.
She's good.
But I think there's no shame to some people. If it's a bad breakup, people will pull out all the stops.
That's terrible.
So
that
I see why she's worried. But
Allie, I only say that because if any of my exes ever talk about how small my penis is, they should go to jail. That should
be
a rule.
Okay.
Even though I talk about it constantly.
Wow. Skips a generation.
Apparently, yeah.
Okay, let's...
he's got his mother's penis.
She wants it back.
Allie, now, when we talk to you next week, do we have even a state that you're going to be in? A country? Where are you going to be?
I'll be back in New York.
Okay.
Back in the snow. Yep.
The Where's Waldo.
You guys from New York City. Yes.
Tell that man in the bed there, if you haven't already, that I am a genuine fan of his acting.
I tried to get the intro going.
And if it's not him and it's a woman... Here. We just like a few photographs.
I really am a fan. You know that I'm a real fan of the show.
Too.
And
yes.
He does a great job.
Yes.
And for those of you that don't know, it's Tony Randall.
Tony Randall?
There are a few reasons why that's
Tony Randall. No, it's Walter. What he came up with.
Walter Brennan.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.